What's going to be nishpa olav mahal? Let's say you made a shvua that you never stole the chametz, and then you admit that you made a shvua sheker, so you have to pay an at mahal. Is that called a kfiras momin or not? Miyar minadu, we say, kivon di mignav, boi shlum leim amoyna. Let's say the gazlan now this chametz. Let's say the chametz gets stolen from him, and he doesn't have the chametz to return anymore. Then he'll have to pay back money, because kol hagazlonim mishalmim kashasak zela. At the time when you stole the chametz, it was worth $10. You're gonna have to pay back $10. If so, kofalei, now that you're swearing that you never stole the chametz, even though right now the chametz is ben, but it's called the kfiras mammon, and therefore you'll be chayav a shua sheker. It's called your nishba on mammon. Or duma maybe no hashta mihos ha monach. Right now we're talking about that the gazlan still has the chametz in his hand. And when the nigzal says, you stole my chametz, he swore and says, no, I didn't steal it. So now, this kfira, what is he being kaifer in? In chametz on pesa, that's not worth a penny. The afra bi'alma was called like afer. It's not called the kfira s'mamin. So maybe he won't be chayiv on the shvu, he won't have to pay chaymish, he won't have to bring a shvuas asham, because it's not called an asham gzelos. The loch of a shvu is, if you swear false that you're denying money, that you're being kai for money, then when we find you, you're maidi, you have to pay the extra chometz, you have to bring the korban. But here, what you're swearing on is that you don't have chometz, you don't know chometz. Chometz is not worth anything, it's also bano. So maybe it's not called the kfir of mammon. That's the question. Do we look at the actual chefes they have right now, the chometz is not worth anything? Or do we say no, that if it would have been lost, then you would have to pay back money, so therefore it's called the kfir of mammon. Sigmar says, this thing, Milsa di boile le Rava, this that Rava has it for question, Hatayev shite le Rabba, Rabba knew for sure. The Yama Rabba says, Shari ganafta. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you stole my shore, Shari ganafta. Vuayma, and the Gazlan says, Loi ganafti, no, I didn't steal it. It's kaifa. So then the person says, Matibi etlecho, so what are you doing with the dough? But you have my shore right now. So he says, Ishino shemechinam ani yalov. I'm a shay mechinam. I didn't steal it. I'm a shay mechinam. So lachar is, and he made a shvur upon this chayiv. It's called the kfiras mammon. Why? Sharei poter ratzma migneva v'aveda. Because really, what happened was this person stole it. When he made the gzela, he's chayiv even on einsin. Now that he says it's only a shay mechinam, a shay mechinam is poter on gneva v'aveda. So therefore, that you swear that you're a shay mechinam, and later we find out it's false what you swore, it's called the kfiras mammon. Because if there would have been a Gneva V'Aveda, it would have been a difference. According to your time that you're a Shem Mechinim, you're Potter. Really, since you're a Gazlan, you'd be Chayiv. What about if the person says he's a Shem Mesochrani? Shem Mesochrani, Yalov. He's also Chayiv. It's called the Kfiris Mammon. Why? Shirei Potter Atzma Mishmur Mesa. Because the Shem Mesochr is Potter on a minus. If it breaks or dies by itself, you would have been Potter. And really, you made a Gzela. And a Gazlan is Chayiv on Shmur Mesa. So therefore, since you are Kaifer, you swore false, that's called the kfiras mammon. What about Shailani? Again, the same case. That Reuven goes over to the Shimon and says, you stole my shor. And Shimon says, no, I didn't steal it. So Reuven says, what are you doing with it? So Shimon says, I'm a shame shail on it. Still, and he swears about it. And later he admits that he's not a shame, he really stole it. Halacha is also chay, if he's chay to pay back a chaymish, and he's chay of an asham gzeles. Why? Where was he chay for mammon? Sharei poter atzma mimeisa machmas mlocha. Halacha is a shame shail of a dies. Machmas malacha yapata. So Alma, what do we see here? Afagavda koyim, even though right now we're talking about that the shore is still here. So the shomer, this gazlan, really did not deny anything. That he said he's a shomer, he did not kay for any mammon. Because by saying that you're a shomer, you're admitting that it's your shore, I have to give it back to you. So you didn't really free yourself from any money. Still, kivon di mignav memoina kokofar, since if it would have been stolen, then, according to your tain of Asher Mechinim, your potter, and really, your chayiv to pay, is called the kfiras mammon, hashta nami m'mayna kokofar. So we looked at, since it could come to a case of kfiras mammon, we call it that you're denying money. So hachta nami by chometz also. Afa pidi afra bi'almu, even though right now calls him on the gazlan has the chometz ben, he could say haresh lach lefanecha. So, if he swears he doesn't have it, he's not being kaifer mammon because the chometz is not worth anything. But kivon di mignav, since if the chometz will be stolen from you, boi shlumalei mamayna mamalia, you would have to pay back the value of the chometz the way it was worth before Pesach.
If so, hashtanamim amaynika kofalei. It's said that there's a kfiras mammon right now, and therefore you be chayiv chaymish and an asha asham korban asham. So Rabbi was partial like this. Halimur says Yosef Rav was sitting down or kama lo shmaitata, and he said over this halacha that Eisvei Rav Amram the Rav. Rav Amram asked a question to Rav. The pasuk says v'chicheish bo, that you deny it, you swear false, like you deny that you do not, you don't have somebody else's money. So prat lemoy debiker, that when you chayit to pay back the chaimish of the yosham, only when you do not admit to the ikar. But whenever you admit to the ikar of the money, then you're potter. Kate said, what's the case? Like our case. Shari ganavti, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, listen, you stole my shor. Vu aima, and Shimon answers back, loy ganavti, I didn't steal it. So Reuven says, Mati Betzecho, what are you doing with it? So first he answers, Ato Mechatel, you sold it to me. Or else, Ato Nesatli B'maton, you gave it to me for a present. Or else, Avicha Machula, your father sold it to me. Avicha Nosni B'maton, your father gave it to me for a present. Or else, Acha Perosi Rots Melov, your shore ran after my cow by himself, that's what's doing by me. Acha Perosi Rots, or else Melov Boretzli, he was running or came to me by himself. Or else, Toya Baderech, he was lost in the road, Metzotsev, and I found it. Or else, Shai Mechinam on Yalov. Or else, Yishanel, you gave it to me to be a Shai Mechinam on it. Or else, Shai Mesachar on Yalov. I'm a Shai Mesachar on it. Shai on Yalov. Venishba. And this person swears that all I am is just a Shai Mechinam, but I didn't make a Maisik Zela. Then later, Vahoida. Then later, no, this person admits that really he took it himself. But there was a Gazlin. He was a Gazlin. Yochul Yechayev. I would have thought to say that maybe that's called the Shavua Sheker. Or Kfiras Mamin. That you'll have to pay the chaymish and the korban. Talmud loyma, this with dash in the pasuk, the chicheish bo. That what's called the real shvua sheker, that you have to bring an osher with a chaymish, when you kichesh, when you're denying the money. When right now you're denying real money. Prat, it's excluded these cases, lemoy debiyika. In all these cases, even though really you stole the shor, but you're not denying the shor, you're admitting that I have your shor. You're only saying, you gave it to me, or I found it, or I'm a shor mechinam. But I'm admitting, here it is, and go take it back. So you see, clearly, in such a case, it's not called the kfiras mamin. So how could you before rather say, it is called the kfiras mamin, and we said before, it is called the kfiras mamin, here it dashens clearly, Rav Amram, dashens a posik, it's not called the kfiras mamin. So Amalei answered back to him, Tadura, that you're wrong. Rashi says, ain lev, you don't have a heart. In other words, you're wrong, you made a mistake here. Why? Ki tanya hi, had we learned shan this posik, the chichesh bo, you know what is going on. It's talking about over there where the Shomer says, Helach, where he says, here it is, take it. So when he enters back and says, here it is, like Rashi says, here we can't say if it would have been stolen. Because when the person answers back and says, here, take it, so as soon as I tell you to take it, as if you have it already, that's when you'll be part of the Shua Sheker. Ki Kamina, when am I talking about? The Kaima Biyagam, I'm talking about when the Shor is not around. The Shor is down in the field yet. See, even though you're admitting right now that you have that Shor, that you're on Yishay Mechinam, but still it's possible right now at the time when you swore that maybe it's going to be lost yet, it'll be stolen yet. So it's possible that B'Shas Teshvuah, it will come the day of Kfiras Mamon. See, even though it never comes the day of Kfiras Mamon, but since it's possible to come the day of Kfiras Mamon, that's also a B'chichesh, that you be Chayav a Korban and a Chemish. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. Ato Mechatli, when the person answers back and says, you sold it to me. For the Gemara, my mind is Biyika. Like in the Braisa, how could you say he's admitting that the Shor belongs to you, but he's saying clearly, you sold it to me. So he's saying it's mine. He's being kafir. He's denying the money. He's saying it's my money. So Gemara says, my mind is Biyika Rika. Like Sarika, a case like this, the Yomalei, that this Reuben, the Shimon admits, it says like this. Lo Nasati Lucha Demei. He admits that he didn't pay for it yet. Therefore, it tells the Mishnah, "Kol Turcha Bazil, take your shor and go home with it." That's why it's not called the Kfiras Mamon. Then the second case is Atanasatli, you gave it to me for present. Or else Avicha Nostanli, for the Maroso, my mighty Biakika. How are you admitting that the shor belongs to the person? You're saying clearly he gave it to you for present. If he gave it to you, it's yours, it's not his. So how are you admitting here, Avad Yishvichayev Vichichesh? This is called 100% lie. So my answer is, the Omalei. Like I'm speaking out clearly, when you said you give it to me for a present, it's only on a condition that I'll do you a favor back. And I admit that I never did the favor back to you. So therefore I'm admitting right now I don't have a right to keep the present, therefore take it back. So therefore if the shor is right here and I'm telling you, here it is, take it, halach, then for sure you're potter. That's not called the kfira. But if it be outside in the Yagam, that's called a Kfira. That would be a case that you would be Chayv a Korban and a Chemish. All right, turn over. Weiter. Then Turcha, you talk about Zil, take it and take it. The yes, but only if I did you a favor. Since I didn't do you a favor, you have right to take it. Toye b'derech mitzosif. That what in another case did I say I saw it lost in the road and I found it. For the mitzosif lema, for the more, then you should have said the boy lechol yadurei. You should have returned it to me then. What do you mean to say you found it? Amar avodi Shmuel v'yoyma shivua aveda mitzosi v'hisi yadei yeshayish lecha shachziren lecha. The case of the Shmu here is that I swear that true I found this Aveda, but I didn't know where you are. So therefore that's why I didn't return it to you. That's why it's not a taina, why I didn't give it back to you right away. Like I didn't know to give it to you. And Rashi says, you shouldn't have taken it home, you should have right away given it back to him. The Teretz says, you don't know where he is. Le'isi Yedeya, I didn't know it belonged to you. Tanya would learn like this. Oma ben Azai. Tanya would learn like this. Oma ben Azai, Gimel Shvuas, and there are three types of Shvuas. Hikebo v'loy b'moitza. There are three types of Shvuas how we can make somebody swear when he finds an Aveda, if it's called the Metzias of an Aveda or not. So Rashi learns Shola Shvuas saying, Rashi says like this, Shola Shvuas saying, B'yedis Aveda, Shahashpiya Seidi, make an Edech swear, Imrisa, as Avedosa, did you see my Aveda? The Yoma Lav, and he says back no. The Yachakachoid, and then he admits. Kids, if I'm half suspicious that you saw my Aveda, you saw what I lost, I have a right to make you swear to me that you didn't see it. So there are three ways I can make you swear. So Benazah says like this. Tanya Oma Benazah, Gimel Shua saying, Hikebo, if you know the Chayfetz, Fuloi B'moitza, but you don't know who found it. Ralph Bemoitza, you know who found the Aveda of Loi Bo, you don't know what was lost. Still, you should have come and told me somebody found an Aveda, maybe it was mine. Another case is Loi Bo of Loi Bemoitza, you don't know the Chayfetz and you don't know who found it. Fred Gemara, what kind of case is that? If you don't know neither of them, Loi Bo of Loi Bemoitza, Kush Deshtab, then it's true what you're swearing. Re'emer rather said like this, Bo of Bemoitza, that no, we're afraid that maybe you knew both. You knew both what was lost and you know who found it. So if you go to an Edechad and say, listen, you know where my Aveda is, tell me where it is. And he swears he doesn't know where it is. And then later he admits that he knew where it is, so that's called the Chi of Shavua. It's called the Shavua Shakran, that's called the Kriyas Mammon. So Moshe says, Moshe says, L'mai Hilchasta, what do you say it's called the Shavua for? So Rav Ami Yomar Rebbe Chanina Lifter, that you know your potter. Rosh is Akulam Potterate, that the Shavua is just like a regular Shavua Sheker, your potter for money. Shmuel Amano L'chiyuvei, Shmuel says, Taki Yechayiv, we make the Shavua pay, we make the Seidechet pay for the Aveda. Over plug to Dani Tanoit, Machog is Nitanoit, the Tani we learned. Hamashbiyo Edechet, you make an Edechet swear, and he swears false. Lachris Potter, he doesn't have to pay any money. Rashi says, Potter aid me Korban Shvua Seidis. He's Potter for the Shvua Seidis. Do I have him mastered lay, do I have him Machayev lay Chel Shvua? Because an Edechet can't be Machayev somebody to pay back money. So this Edechet denies it, he doesn't know the Edis. So for that, and he swore he doesn't know it. And then he admits that he swore false. He doesn't have to bring a korban shavua, because the korban shavua is only when you're denying money, and the Edecha doesn't have a power to be mechayiv money anyway. It's not called the kfiras of mammon. We have Lezer Rabbi Shimon mechayiv says no, and Edecha is mechayiv a korban shavua. I'm saying it's not a question of paying back money. Money doesn't have to pay the Edecha. The only question is mechayiv a shavuas a korban shavua or not. Mercy says, but my kinnis, look at what's machlekes over here. Masav a dovra grem the mammon kamam a dummy. One says the Edechot was possible that maybe you would cause the other person to swear, and maybe he won't be able to swear, and he'll have to pay you. So it's possible he would have caused that you would get money. So Gerv Lamamun is also called Kamamun Dami. So it's called the Shvua Sheker of Mammon. Well, Masav Alav Kamamun Dami, no. Yeah, Gerv Lamamun is not called like money. Right now the Edechot himself could have not given you money. He cannot make the other person pay money. Therefore his Shvua Sheker is not called the Kfiras Mammon. He is not Chayav a Korban Shvua. Omer of Sheshes, HaKoifer B'Pikodin, if somebody is Koifer B'Pikodin, means I give you something to hold for me, and then I come back and say, give it back to me, and you're Koifer, you say you never gave it to me. And so Locher is Nasol of the Gazlin, by the fact you're Koifer, you deny it, you become a Gazlin on it right away, V'Chayiv B'Yoinsin, and therefore even if an Einus happens later, you'll be Chayiv for it.
this. If you deny it, we learn from here the einish that you get punished for it.
And Rashi explains, what does it mean, the yoinish? The yoinish means, that you have to return the gzela. Alma kom lebrishu say, mishas v'chichesh. Mashma, as soon as you deny it, that you don't have it, right away you call the gazlin. Adiyavit hashava, v'zeh oinsha, that's your punishment. So this is the right to Rav Sheshes, that as soon as you kaifa b'pikodon, right away you become a gazlin on it. So Mor says, oinish, Einish Azor, Lamando Einish. But Hazor Minayin, how do we know there's Nazor here? How do we know that there's a law not to do it? So this the Gemara says, Talmud Loyma Loysechachashu. The Pasuk says, Loysechachashu. Now, my love, aren't we talking about Leonish Mammon? That even if you're only Kaifer in the Mammon, you did not swear yet. So you see, as soon as you're Kaifer Bipikodin, right away you have an Einish of Heshavasagazelo. So it's a riot to Rav Sheshes. The Gemara says, Loy, there's no proof. I'll tell you, Leonish Shavua. We're talking about here in a case where you swore false, where you made a Shavua Shek and you were Kaifer in Mammon, then the Aloch is that you have an Einish, that you have a Chiyav to pay back the Karen, the Chaymish, and the Karben Oshim. So Mor says no. Hamidik Tani Sefer. Since the Sefer says v'yishtaba, in the Sefer says that he swore false. Michlau the Reish lo yishtaba. Mashma the Reish is talking about where he did not swear. Dik Tani Sefer says in the Sefer v'nishba al sheker. Lo matnu einish azor minayin tamaloy loy tishakru. Now midu Sefer the yishtaba. Since the Sefer is talking about where he swore false, Reish lo yishtaba. L'chor the Reish is talking about where he did not swear false. And still we are saying that v'chichesh, as soon as you deny, if I say you have my pekodin, and you say no, you never took it, so right away you have it, you're called a gazlin on it. It's a riot to Rav Sheshes. Samura says, no, maybe there's no proof. Amri, I'll tell you, maybe edv edd ishtaba. Both the Reish and the Seif is talking about only in the case where you made a shvua. And I'll tell you, kan shahoida, kan shaboedim. There's a difference whether the person himself admitted that he made a shvur sheker or whether he was caught by Edom. Also, Edom, if Edom come and say you swore false, like really you have the chayfetz, you have the pikodin, then the locher is chayv b'yoinzin. You have a locher like a gazlin, true, and you chayv b'yoinzin, that's all. But you put it from a chaymish and from a korban oshem. But aduya oida, let's say you yourself admit it, then the locher is chayv v'keren v'chaymish v'yoshem. Then you chayiv in a keren chaymish and an oshem, when the person that made the shvua sheker, when you admit it, then you have this chayiv. But could be there's no proof to our sheshes. They're both talking about where you made a shvua sheker. Then you have this einish, this chayiv gzela. You have a chayiv to pay back. But if you are just a kaifer bipikodin, it could be you do not have a loch or a gazlin. So there's no proof to our sheshes. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked the question. It says, we know there's a locha, Fisha Kenegdoi Choshed Ala Shvua. There are certain cases where you yourself cannot swear, so the locha is the other person swears and collects. That's called Fisha Kenegdoi Choshed. So Rashi brings down, there's a Mishnah really in Shvuas, Kabivelu Nishboin Venoitlin, these are the people that swear and take. Teze echod mehen, mishoyloi chaveroi chayiv shvua, ruchoshed ala shvua. If somebody is supposed to swear to you, he was a moide b'miksas, and he's choshed, we don't believe him. We can't trust him to swear, because we're afraid that he'll swear false. Therefore, the other person has a right to swear and collect. So that's the loch of shekenegdoi, choshed ala shvua. So a case of, where are these, what are the cases? Echod shvua seidis, it could be a case by a shvua seidis. V'yechad shvuas ha-pikodin, whether you swear that you don't have somebody's pikodin. V'yafilu shvuas shav, even in the case of a shvuas shav also. Because even if we just saw that he once swore false, a shvuas shav, so we see his choshet to swear false, now we can't let him swear for the money. And therefore the locher is shekenegdoi choshet, that the other person swears and takes. Now the question is, v'yim isif, you're going to tell me now like Rosh Hashanah, that as soon as a person is koifer, as soon as he denies about the pikodin, right away he becomes a gazlin. If so, bikfiru the yifsalei lay, like he becomes posel b'shas the kfira. So what does it have to say here? Where's the case that a person's choshed al ashvua, and a case where he swore false? Why do we have to come on that he swore false, even before he once swore false? As long as a person was once a kofer bipikodin, right away he has luck like a gazlin, we can't trust him anymore. So in such a case, if that person would have to make another shvua, it should be the luck of shekhenegdoi is nishpa benoitel. So Moran says, no, I'll tell you, Amra, tell you like this. Amri hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? I'll tell you the koi bi'agam. We're talking about when the person is a kofer bipikodin, that the shore is not on hand by him, but it's outside in the fields. And in such a case, Rav Sheshes admits the person is not called a gazlin. The koi bi'agam. Rashi says, "V'chiyom Rav Sheshes." When does Rav Sheshes say that he's called a gazlin? Going the Yamri Sade d'chikofalei biyodin okadlei. When Edom come late and tell us that at the same time when he was a kaifu and he denied it to you, at that time he had the pekod in his hand. Then he's called a gazlin right away. But here that we say he's choshed on the shvua only when we saw him swear false. But for the kfiris moment alone, he's not called a choshed. That's talking about where he doesn't have the pikadin on hand, but rather it's out in the fields. And that's not called the kfiris to be choshed for. Why? The Gemara says, the sava ishtamit nalei. Because the person feels, I'm just going to push you off in the meantime. Adi yazilna, until I go, umay sinale, to give it to you. So therefore, he's not called a kofir, he's not called a choshed ala shvua. So that's where, when does it become a choshed ala shvua? Here it has to say only when he swears false. Tadar bring a proof of this svara that certain times your kfira is not really a chshad, it's just you're pushing off for time. The yomer avidi beravin hakoifa bimilva koshali edis. If somebody's a koifa bimilva, that means I come and say, listen, I lent you $1,000, you owe it to me, pay me up. And you answer me back and say, no, you never borrowed the money from me. And you didn't swear. And then Edom come and say you have it. The locher is, this loiver is still koshali edis, he doesn't become possible. And for the svara, why? Because that we say he was kaifer, he didn't mean really to be kaifer. He just meant to say, like, I don't have the money right now on hand, give me more time to pay it up. So therefore he's not called a choshed, he's not called, he's still kosher.